It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is refreshing!
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey, it's John Kincaid. Thanks for joining me. You were up late watching football, weren't you? Or you were out doing something else. I don't judge. I'm coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, National Mortgage Lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. Who am I kidding? Of course I judge. Judge a lot of things. Guy telling me that I'm on social media, at John Kincaid, at CBS Sports Radio, telling me I'm too tough on Deshaun Watson. And he says, I wonder why you might be critiquing him so harshly. I guess he's trying to say it's a racial issue. Well, if you thought it was, first of all, you don't know that I've admired this young man since he was in high school in the suburbs of Atlanta, the north suburbs of Atlanta. So wrong again. But did you not hear that all I've done is praise Dak Prescott today? And last time I looked, Dak Prescott was also an African-American quarterback. So why don't you just lose your ears and just realize that you have those ears where you're just trying to be offended by something or you're trying not to understand something. That was a horrible performance yesterday by Deshaun Watson. Don't spin it any other way. It was horrible. Ridiculously horrible in a big spot. And you know what Dak did? Dak came up ridiculously big for his team. Our phone lines are going to be open for you all day long today at 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. It's brought to you by Geico. Quick way you can save money. Make the switch to Geico. If you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, you can get it all at geico.com. I just want to throw that out there because we're going to get a lot of reaction. Look, there's five games today. Today might be, it's one of the easiest shows of the year to prepare for. Because I've got 3 hours on a Sunday morning, and if you want hot stove baseball or you want hot NBA takes, this is the wrong show for you. I'm just telling you right now, I'm just going to try to save you some time. We're talking about the two games from last night. We're going to talk about the two games from today, and then tomorrow night's national championship game. We'll preview that coming up here on the show. Let me get you a few thoughts on today before I get back to the phone lines, because we do have people that want to get on. I would suggest to you that the Baltimore Ravens are a fantastic story. They're fantastic. What John Harbaugh has done with his team and managing to sort of take a season that was in the fire and pull it out was incredible. Remember, John Harbaugh was going to be fired at one point. It was time for John Harbaugh to go. And by the way, if John Harbaugh was to go, let's say they lost today, and the Ravens decided to part ways with him, which they're not doing. But if they ever did, he'd be unemployed for 10 minutes. He'd be on the unemployment line for 10 minutes because everybody would want him. You can have Mike McCarthy. I'll have John Harbaugh any day of the week. But a quarterback who survives by running the football and running first, it sounds great. It feels great. It's exciting. But let me just tell you, a lot of times in the postseason, that's not the formula for victory. And I could be totally off on this. We'll find out later today. And Raven fans, if you want to trash me later on and go, yo, Kincaid, nice analysis, feel free to do so. That's what the world of opinion's about. I love the Chargers today. I love them. I love the fact that they got to see the Ravens a few weeks ago. I love the fact that Phillip Rivers gets a second shot at that Ravens defense. And I'm going to need to see more to believe that Lamar Jackson is ready to win this game at this time. In the later game today, you know the Eagles are in it, so you know that I'm going to have an opinion on it. And last year, when the entire world was telling you, oh, the Atlanta Falcons, they should be favored at Philly. They're so much better than the Eagles. Uncle John told you they weren't. I tried to warn everybody. Nobody listened. And then when the Eagles were getting ready to play, oh, wait, the Minnesota Vikings are coming in. And boy, the Vikings are just awesome. They're Uncle John tried to warn you again. Nobody listened. And then the Super Bowl leading up to it. Oh, Brady and Belichick, you're not winning with Nick Foles. Oh, my. I tried to warn you. So last year, three times, I flat out told you they would win. I didn't sit on the fence. I told you they'd win. And then you get people, I'm even getting grief from my buddy Carlos Medina the other day going, well, you're just like being a homer. No. If I think my team's going to win, I tell you. And today, I think it's no better than a coin flip. Last year, I told you complete confidence Eagles would beat the Falcons. Complete confidence. I even told you it was going to be lopsided that the Eagles would beat Minnesota. I thought it wouldn't be close. And I ended up being right. It was a blowout at halftime. I'm going to tell you today, it's no better than a coin flip because of the respect I have for the way the Bears run their offense and the way that Bears defense is played. But I believe the Eagles have more than a fighter's shot, more than a puncher's chance to win this game today. The experience factor matters in the postseason. It does. And I also believe that the Bears, to me, look a lot like last year's Rams. Coming out of nowhere, second-year quarterback, defense with all this star talent. And they're going up, that no one's going to beat the Rams. And then the Rams fall apart. Who knows? Who knows what happens today? But that's my initial thoughts on both of those games. Eagles no better than a coin flip to keep the magic going. I love the Chargers. Love them.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.